This is phoning the Richard Haupt, the Comptroller for Treasury Canada.
Provost General or his assistant, please press 1. Should you wish to leave a message for his chief of staff, please press 2. Nous sommes à l'impossibilité de prendre votre appel.
You have reached the phone of Natalie Côté. Vous avez rejoint le téléphone de Natalie Côté. To continue in English, press 1 or stay on the line.
Pour le français,
Natalie Côté is not available. Record your message after the tone. When you've finished, you can hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, this is Minister Edward J. Robin. This message is for Roche Hupp, the Comptroller General of Canada, that has an obligation and a fiduciary duty to ensure that the indemnification bond numbers and the surety company that provides surety, in other words, every single member of parliament and employee of the federal government, must be indemnified against harm to the public. I'm looking to find out the name of the company or the name of the department in government that requires surety of these public servants, namely should they breach their oath and bring harm to a member of the public. If they've got a house listed as surety, well, then they lose their house and the Comptroller General must then pay out on the bond. I'm looking for aid and direction, and I'm certainly not looking for deer in the headlights, deliberate blindness. Willful blindness is a Supreme Court of Canada ruling where when a public servant exercises willful blindness and they deprive the public of part of their freedoms, it's a criminal enterprise. So I'm hoping that people certainly understand at the Comptroller's office that he has the top fiduciary duty to ensure that these insurety bonds indemnifying the public from damage are available so that members of the public can lay a complaint against them. Anything in derogation to that obvious ability that the members of the public are invested with would be a deliberate nuisance and a violation of 180 of the Criminal Code to try any type of digression or deviation or avoidance from allowing a member of the public to lay a claim against these bonds. And certainly, if you're not aware, then your duty and obligation is to direct me to which office would hold these indemnification records and to show the surety bond that had been entered into with that public servant, such as today I'm looking for the surety bond information for Justin Trudeau, Marco Mendocino, and David Lametti. The executive cabinet also of the Trudeau government, along with the Governor General of Canada, all carry public indemnification statutes that exist to protect the public and save them harmless from their actions. And these COVID actions and the Trudeau government are in direct violation of the Canadian Bill of Rights, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which is international law that is being violated. This telephone call is being recorded and is a demand for accommodation. If you're unfamiliar with what that means, please type into the Library of Parliament an examination of the duty to accommodate. That'll make you aware of your own private liability that exists in a breach of the Criminal Code if you fail in your duty to accommodate men and women such as myself looking for direction as to where these surety bonds exist and where you can lay a claim against them, listing the damages that you have suffered as a result of the illegal activities in violation of the various statutes and codes that are put in place to protect the men and women of Canada and save them harmless from corruption that has so long been recorded as part of our history as men and women on the planet. It's nothing to be avoided, but at this time it is certainly to be something to be focused on when we can see our freedoms are being sequestered and stolen from us by a renegade in charge of government that looks more like he's acting like a dictator, like Fidel Castro. Interestingly enough, it would appear that that's his son. So these claims are completely valid, and with the law backing them, there are law scholars like myself across Canada that are aware of these violations and the breaches of their obligations of their oaths. They have breached those oaths because they took an oath to a Christian monarch. styled as Defender of the Faith in the Royal Style and Titles Act. They took an oath they wouldn't make any laws that would transgress the Bill of Rights, the Statutory Instrument Act, the Genetic Non-Discrimination Act, the International Covenant on the Civil and Political Rights that's part of the Emergencies Act. They have deliberately violated these codes without any excuse and reason other than let's go make profit for Klaus Barbie here, the head of the World Economic Forum. I called him Klaus Barbie because that was a Nazi war criminal that was hung after they found him. The Simonthal Institute for Anti-Semitism hunted that man down until he was finally brought to justice and executed. And we have another Klaus Schwab. The public are calling him Klaus Anal Schwab. And this is a euphemism that has been used to apply to a guy that is obviously got as a communist dictatorship controlled called fascism, where he wants the corporate enterprises of the world to control all of the government. And he's got hundreds of little dictating communist groups across Canada, around the world.
Maximum recording time allowed. If you are satisfied with your recording, press 1. To review it, press 2. To delete and here's what you've recorded.
Hello, this is Minister Edward J. Robin. This message is for Roche Hupp, the Comptroller General of Canada, that has an obligation and a fiduciary duty to ensure that the indemnification bond numbers and the surety company that provides surety, in other words, every single member of parliament and employee of the federal government, must be indemnified against harm to the public. I'm looking to find out the name of the company or the name of the department in government that requires surety of these public servants, namely should they breach their oath and bring harm to a member of the public. They've got a house listed as surety, well, then they lose their house, and the Comptroller General must then pay out on the bond. I'm looking for a...
That's an incorrect entry. Please try again. If you'd like to keep this recording, press 1. To listen to it, to send your message now, press 1. To mark it as important, press 2. To mark as private, press 3. Message marked important. To send your message now, press 1. To remove important mark, press 2. To mark as private, press 3. Message sent. To disconnect, press 1. To enter another number, press 2. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hello, Natalie. This is Minister Edward J. Robin again. Area code 780-399-6250. I was making a very emergent and necessitated call with regards to a complaint upon the surety bonds that every public servant in Canada, including Trudeau, David Lametti, and Marco Mendicino, have upon their particular offices. I would like aid and direction to find out how to lay a claim against those indemnification bonds, the surety bond that they have in place. Please, if you're not familiar with what indemnification or surety bond, performance bonds, bid bonds, if you're not familiar with those terms, please locate somebody within the comptroller's office that is competent to understand the law and those terms that are certainly part of his obligation as a top fiduciary. I hold the Supreme Court decision with regards to the obligations on fiduciaries and how they should save the public harmless. And if they don't, you can lay a claim against them. So I'd certainly appreciate your aid and direction so we can facilitate this process for the people of Canada so they can start a claim against Justin Trudeau, the man, and David Lametti, the man, and Marco Mendicino, all being private men that have put on a facade of some kind of government corporate image. But yet they are harming the people of Canada by ignoring the Canadian Bill of Rights, the Statutory Instrument Act, the Genetic Non-Discrimination Act, the Emergencies Act containing the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights that forbids forced experiments upon Canadians. Article 7, being Canada's top law, supervisory and in charge of all other laws, and no law can supersede it. This is a demand for accommodation upon your office. And I'm looking forward to hearing back from you at 780-399-6250. Again, my independent purpose here is to save people harmless from corruption and criminal activity on the part of Trudeau and his gang of illiterate lawbreakers. I'm saying they're illiterate because the law's right there. Obviously, they can't read it, but the liability is upon them because ignorance of the law is no excuse. That would be Section 19 of the Criminal Code. Well, they're busy ignoring and breaking Section 180-176-423-336 and specifically 465 of the Criminal Code. So these are very, very serious allegations I'm making forth here, and I don't need to go to a court of judgment in case you wish to digress and send me astray. I simply need to find out who is in charge of these numbers of the various men that I have mentioned there and their performance surety bonds that are upon them that they had to put in place. They had to put up surety in order to have a public office with that much power and authority, guaranteeing that they're at a minimum insured for $1 million. That's the minimum bonding number. It may be higher. But I'm looking for the aid and direction as to how to find out a member of the public can go and lawfully lay a claim against those surety bonds when they are in obvious breach. Please get back to me at 780-399-6250. May God bless.
Press 1. To remove important mark, press 2. To mark as private, press 3. Message sent.
Sent is important.
Press 1.
And urgent.
To enter another number, press 2.
I encourage everybody
Goodbye.
To do the same.